During the winter months, an all-women's soccer league plays in Carbondale on Friday and Saturday nights. The skill levels range, and the ages do too. Passion for the game, though, is pretty consistent. The league is beginning their round-robin tournament. In Carbondale Middle School's gym, 10 women are playing a soccer game. Shoes squeak on the floor, shouts echo off the cinder block walls. One team is mostly white, and they're young, probably high school age. They have on red jerseys and walked in before the game wearing matching backpacks. Their parents sit high in the bleachers.
Vamos, Ilan! Oh, se les escapó ese gol.
The other team is older. They're all Latina, and their children sit at the bottom of the bleachers. One woman's husband paces back and forth. Their gray jerseys have the Arsenal logo on the front, which arguably is the European soccer equivalent of the New York Yankees. They're called the Guerreras, or the Warriors. Despite the name, the Guerreras do appear a little nervous. The younger team is really, really good. Margarita Alvarez organizes the league and also plays in it. She likes that the Guerreras are nervous. It means they care. One woman is playing in her jeans. She arrived late, took off her coat, and walked right onto the court. It's a lot to ask many of these women to play in this league. Alvarez knows this. She hears it all the time.
I'm married. I have kids. I'm working. I don't have time.
And she's right there with them. There was adult women's soccer in the Valley when Alvarez moved here 8 years ago. She played on one of the two teams, but it wasn't very organized, and eventually she lost interest. Then, after having a baby, she started gaining weight, she says. She found some women who also like to play. They assembled a team and joined the league, which Alvarez has since taken the helm of. It's only grown from there. There now are 12 teams. Names include Girls on Fire, Black Magic, Cazadoras, Mountain Dolls, Spanglish. They're not all locals either.
I'm usually a defense, but indoor...
Viera Gamboa Verea is 22. She lives about 10 minutes from Vail. Her team is mostly women she used to play with in high school. They drive over here every single weekend to play.
Atrás, Pati, vamos!
Alvarez says her favorite part about the league, it's not the exercise, not the competition, but the unity.
Los latinos con los americanos, las mamás con las
hijas. The Latinas with the whites, the moms with the daughters, we play on the same team, or on the opposite, but we're all together.
Between work and kids and life in general, not to mention a stressful political climate, these women will come to Carbondale for the next few weekends and play their hearts out. Wyatt Orm, Aspen Public Radio News.